Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do your little toss. Come on. Oh, that's it. Okay. That's good. Thank God. Oh, no, you idiot. Thank God.
Thank God, please. There's nothing to do with God.
We now return to the Defoe Show.
What was that? Thanksgiving at the Lubitz household?
That was the ACC championship when FSU was playing Georgia Tech. And it ended up being a two-point game, but FSU was up by, I think, double digits most of the game.
What a fetching festival that was. Who was involved in that? You, your dad, your mother?
It was me and my dad. Else? And my mom usually is very quiet, but she doesn't like when we bring religion into sports.
Oh, so the God illusion was one
my
she
dad
wasn't
said,
particularly
thank
fond
God
of.
God bothered her. But the way it sounds, it's great because she's like, don't blame God for this garbage.
God might have had money on the game. Exactly.
It's not God's fault
hope
they
he had. He would have the vision to find the winning side almost every time, if not always. All right, welcome back to the show. Great to have you guys with us here. We'll take you up until 10 o'clock. You're having a great time, and it's fine Wednesday. It looks beautiful outside, at least by me here at the Barefoot Beach Villas Verbal Laboratories. I have to get now at least one mention in for that that I do personally. I know you always bring it up, Luby, here on the show, working under these pandemic circumstances, which somehow, vaccine. Sing it with me, people. Vaccine.
Yes, please.
We need a vaccine. We need something.
We're
that's
close.
Happening, right?
The Pfizer thing's up to 95%. Supposedly, and I didn't know this, and that's why I'm glad I don't take flu vaccines ever. Supposedly, a regular vaccine every year for the flu is like 75%. So, them being at 95% is spectacular. And the other
Here's
one's at 94%.
Problem, with the whole concept. I've only done this maybe once or twice in my life. Gotten a flu shot.
Yep.
Everybody's telling you get a flu shot, and there's some wicked flu going around. Wild tsetse fly bite like Ronnie Cicely got when he was out for 48 games that one season when he had a cold. Incredible. But I've always gotten the thing after getting the flu shot. Like, it always ended up, instead of making me immune to it, it just made me vulnerable to it for some reason. Don't they inject a little bit of the bug right into you like they did with Windhorst that time on a set of ESPN with the various deadly viruses when they were testing how the bubble was going to work? Right there on the set. You never found that? I mean, and that's one of the things. I guess with this vaccine, they were talking about how you get a couple of the symptoms there. Like, all of a sudden, you're blasted with headaches and body aches, and then all of a sudden, just like a miracle, you're cured, as was suggested many months ago by some people, that this was how it was going to go away.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to that theory there? Just magically go away. All right, COVID-19 wreaking havoc with the college football season, also having its impact on the pros, but especially the collegiate ranks, and it begs the magic question, is it really, Nick Saban, all about the kids? What do you think, people? Now, kids are going to want to play the game, just like you did, right? I mean, you would be dying, Luby. Your mother would have to try and strap you to some hospital bed to keep you from playing in the big game. Was that not true of your lifetime? Where, I mean, there was nothing was going to stop you. You could have broken bones. You could go out there with a cast. You just wanted to play. So that's going to be the MO. That's going to be the modus operandi of any college football players. And that, yeah, we'll go out there. Who's going to stop us? And not that it, I don't know. Does it need to be stopped, Luby? What do you think? It's kind of crazy what's going on in college football with all these postponements and you know, how could you possibly, you talk about a Fugazi asterisk-laced season. How could this not be one of those? Especially if your man Kyle Trask wins the Heisman over Trevor Lawrence, who was a cinch to win the thing. And think about all the poor suckers who sent it in at like even money or less, or less on Trevor Lawrence to win the Heisman Trophy this year. Those are the people that you have to care about if you're in the House of Representatives or the Senate. How about bailing us poor slobs out that lost money because we couldn't handicap COVID-19 in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's the thing. Well, though, people were putting it in during the season, and they knew COVID-19 was a factor. I wouldn't have put a bet on anybody. Like, you don't know what the hell. I would have put it on a Trask or some random, because you have a better chance at a random than one of these main people just because of COVID-19.
The Dr. Fauci tip sheet and website is run by Tim Donaghy, and it is doing sensationally well right now, as Dr. Fauci tells you how much influence he believes certain player losses will have on various teams that are afflicted with COVID-19. How great is that, right? What a way to cash in on this whole thing. After being disparaged by many people, unfortunately, and receiving death threats, he goes ahead, opens up a website. He's helping people handicap the pandemic. Brilliant on the part of, I mean, you have to believe in the science too, right?
Yes.
This is very Mark Lorenzian of Playbook.com, that we would believe in the science of this whole thing. All right, we had a great conversation earlier. Did you put that thing up on, pop that up on the website, Luby?
I will. Yeah, I will.
I mean, it was just utter Scoop Skolnick brilliance on basketball and the Miami Heat. This James Harden thing. Why do I keep wanting to make an equation to the whole deal with China? Is that just way out of place? I mean, am I channeling my inner Skip Bayless to say something totally ridiculous that is not applicable? What do you think, people? Does it bother you? Because I was just reading this, and like I said, rarely would I ever peruse much in the business section, being such a poor businessman my entire life myself. But I happen to be looking at the business section because I was reading about this, like, disgraced CEO who still walked away with, like, $400 million. After, you know, he had brought his company down to its knees, SEC was filing off violations, the feds had him, they were paying billions of dollars in fines, and a guy still walked away, a filthy rich individual, after burying, admitting essentially that it was, it was on me, I did it. And that's what happened with this Greg Marshall thing. It's absolutely incredible, right? Walk away with $8 million after, and would you have sent your son to play for this guy? You probably would have, no?
Greg Marshall at the time, yes.
Junior.
What do you mean? He was a great, the guys that we always talk about, it, doing more with less are the really good coaches. And he did that year in, year out at Wichita State.
Did the Shockers have that guy? Who was the guy who was, that was a BYU kid.
Hey, Cle'Anthony Early.
Who's the guy?
And Fred Van Vliet. Fred Van Vliet, the one on the Toronto Raptors that you liked a lot from this playoffs, I think was a Wichita State kid.
Who was the huge three-point chucker that became so popular? And he never really caught on big in the pros. I think he was last playing with the Knicks G League.
Steve
team.
Novak? The one from Marquette?
No, he was a BYU guy, right? He was chucking him
for
40
Jimmer,
feet.
Jimmer for
Jimmer for dead. Good call, Luby. Good call. You're on your game today. All right, 866, speaking of calls, we'll take your calls all throughout the hour at 866-801-0940. My two favorite Heat drafts, Martin Mirosep, acquired from the Utah Jazz, was the 25th overall pick, and nobody had seen this cat play. Not a single person could tell you anything about him. I believe Randy Fund might have been the GM of the team, and he had no idea who Mirosep was. He thought he was an usher in Section 107. His Heat career was equally nondescript, as you would say.
Well, it was funny because you're not wrong. You always joke about it, but I remember, I don't know, that draft or another draft, but I remember them going to, that's always a scary sign when they go to the draft pick and they don't have a picture. That's
not a picture.
Weird. That's when it's like,
Your social media account has been hacked and you haven't had a chance to issue the warning yet. And friend requests are going out all over the place and people are losing contact with the technological world there because their computers are all of a sudden beeping with little siren noises, right? And people are calling you from strange numbers and asking you for $3,000 so they can fix it. Right now. You ever have that happen to you? We could fix that for you. Yeah, who am I talking with? Never mind.
Right? Never mind.
No, they're
that's
very nondescript.
Scary.
Speaking of nondescript careers. That and a Harold Miner. I was there in 1992. Harold Miner. They had a Heat draft party. And one of my roles, my many roles, there with 610 WIOD, I want to say at the time, in 1992, was to go out and gather sound, as they would call it in the business, or get some kind of clips from fans, if you can imagine, Luby, from fans about the Heat draft. And they drafted Harold Miner, and fans were euphoric. Does it not strike you? How many times have we been just absolutely duped as South Floridians by the euphoria over a draft pick. Sammy Smith, another one. And that was also at number 9, was it not? Sammy Smith, number 9 pick?
He was a top pick. He was great coming out of FSU, and he showed flashes with the Dolphins. He's going to hold on to the ball.
Was Harold Miner number 9, or was he lower than that? Harold Miner.
I don't know. I feel like it was a higher pick than that, actually.
You think he was higher? Out of USC, couldn't shoot a lick.
He won the dunk contest. Everyone was so excited. The baby Jordan crap. I would buy packs of cards. I rarely bought individual cards at card shops, but I remember him being such a cool Heat player that I went on my way and bought that card specifically, individually, thinking he was going to be the next great thing.
Did they make some kind of run in the tournament for some reason? I want to say, Luby, I saw a lot of USC games,
yes,
with Harold Miner.
He did something that year, yes. Thanks.
Okay, because I did see quite a bit of Harold Miner as a collegian, and I thought this guy's a bricklayer from the outside. It's never going to work.
Well, you nailed it.
And then when I went to the initial introductory press conference with Harold Miner, he was shorter than I am, even though he was listed
at
6'6".
He was picked 12th.
12th, yeah, that's what I wanted to say, 12th. Even though I keep wanting to put him up 3 spots. Can we trade up 3 spots and put him at 9 in the 92 draft?
Sure.
Can we go back in time so I'm not incorrect here on the show? How about this? How about back-to-back, and not in back-to-back years, though, but back-to-back picks. No pick in 2018. The Heat, Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, my friends. Who's doing a better job of scouting than they did in the past? Do you think the Miami Heat would qualify?
They're
Bam
up there.
Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero.
Yep.
Both out of the University of Kentucky, John Calipari, both very much one and done. Anyway, very odd, that this guy would get $8 million, Greg Marshall, for having to leave in total disgrace from Wichita State. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, it's just bad all around.
Did you ever feel sorry for somebody that was doing counseling for you? Do you ever get in that situation? You were going through some counseling there.
I go to therapy now. I have a personal therapist, and then I also am in couples counseling. I'm trying to not fall into old habits. And I don't feel bad for them, though. Like, I try to be easy to work with, and I listen to them, and I follow what they tell me. So maybe that's
Save your
why.
Money, unless you're getting this paid by insurance.
It is insurance, and so far it's
smoke
working.
Smoke more weed. Smoke much more weed, and you'll be fine.
Doesn't help any.
Realize the wire is coming, man. There's no avoiding the wire in this lifetime, as Michael D. Wilde would say. No, but I felt sorry for this poor woman. I was going to some marriage counseling many years back, and I knew it wasn't going to work because, literally, the arguments would absolutely intensify in the car on the way home more than ever. After, she thought I was trying to influence the woman with a bunch of phony baloney, and I naturally accused her or whatever. You know, it was ugly leaving there. But how do you think, if you're the Houston Rockets, that you're going to keep this together when a guy spits on your offer of $103 million for 2 years?
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, if you offer a guy a deal that no one's gotten, LeBron's never gotten, no one's ever gotten this deal, Kobe, KD, no one's ever gotten this deal. You offer him, and not only he doesn't take it, he doesn't even consider it. He's like, nope, I want to go to this team. Like, you're done. I mean, it's done. Like, you can't come back from that.
Is it wrong to think about China, that the last thing that Adam Silver wants to hear tonight is somebody getting up there on a stage and going, what about China, Adam?
For sure.
What about China?
For sure.
One of these guys just gets drafted, right, is like a civil rights activist, human rights activist. Because that was the weird thing about reading that business page. On a very adjacent page, there was a story about how these Chinese journalists are just getting, literally spirited away. They're disappearing. Right? Writing for, some harmless publication there in China. And they write, this COVID-19, maybe we didn't handle it as well as we should have.
Shocking. Yeah,
and
China.
They're doing 5 years of hard time. I mean, one guy's been missing since February. So is the NBA all that socially conscious?
Oh, no.
That's the question.
But you said that
with
the NFL.
Are happening.
They're ahead of the NFL. Like, they saw the thing that was okay to agree with 5 years ago, whereas the NFL was against the kneeling and then realized, oh, wait, it's actually not that big of a deal, and the people that pay us don't mind it. Okay, let's look socially active and agree with it, when in reality, they're only okay with it because of how it goes. Like, the China one, the NBA was not okay with that one. They didn't, and that's the same thing. Like, it's really bad what's going on there. Like, if we're standing up for equality here, we should be for equality everywhere.
Guy writes that maybe we could have handled this a little bit differently in some publication. And he disappeared last seen February 9th, coming out of whatever publication's office he worked for.
Oh, jeez.
Last seen.
That's bad.
Those are not good designations, Mike Lovitz. Unbelievable. No. So, yeah, I mean, what about this sneaker deal?
Exactly.
Here it is, Luby. I'm going to give you one, and you can preserve this in the archives. With the NBA and the relationship with China, it's a hypocrisy inside of an hypocrisy. It's an hypocrisy inside of an hypocrisy. Okay. Does that make sense?
You're on air doing a promo? Like you're specifically creating a promo?
I would send that out to all the networks. Okay. I mean, that's like one of those Colin Coward takes, is it not?
Yes.
It's an hypocrisy within an hypocrisy.
Like, sure.
You can make those Dan Patrick promos, that statement right there. It means absolutely nothing, which is the beauty of it.
Exactly.
Which is the same thing, the same value this conversation has, because what is going to change? I mean, it just struck me odd. I was thinking NBA, $103 million, 2 years, supposedly great humanitarians, and here are these people who are just being carted off the track there for making innocuous statements about what happens to be very true. I mean, if anything, underselling it to an overwhelming proportion.
Yeah.
And they're being sent to jail for like 5 years of hard labor. Incredible.
Remember they,
Young
they,
women, I mean,
they love
it's
our games.
Crazy.
They love our NBA games. That's all that matters.
Man, did they pull away from that fast,
yeah,
right?
Really
when that guy
quick.
From the Rockets?
Really quick.
Started popping off about, you know what, not really that comfortable with everything that goes on here. What? Unbelievable.
It wasn't even strong statements. That's the funny. Morey got all that crap, but it was. It's like exactly like the article you just said. Like it wasn't like we need to remove. It was like, you know, I mean, this isn't
there's
like
something going on there. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be so blind to it, huh? It's an hypocrisy within an hypocrisy, Libby.
Yes.
I'm going to stick
by it. Got
it.
I got it.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. Take up until 10 o'clock today. The NBA draft is tonight. Luby Brown still declaring that he's going to submit his 60-pick, two-round mock draft sometime by tonight on 940 Wins and 1230thezone.com. We will return with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
It's 921.
I have no knowledge of anything. I'm very comfortable saying that.
No worries. Defo is here. Welcome back to The Defo Show.
You remember this one, Luby, the big debate? And it was hotly debated on sports talk shows, of which there were many at the time, and in newspaper columns and articles. Steve Smith or Doug Smith? Who should...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did he take?
As before my
Steve
time.
Steve Smith or Doug Smith? Do you remember that one?
Like I was young. I remember them having Steve Smith. I don't remember the draft for Steve Smith.
I remember this very vividly and a zillion conversations. I think it came out on the side of Steve without much knowledge of the situation, which was good. And the way I got that, I was dating a woman that we referred to as the French Connection at the time. And she knew absolutely zero about basketball. Couldn't have identified a basketball from a bowling pin. And she said Steve Smith would be the better choice. So I thought, wow, she's got to be right. Women's intuition. Which we're hoping comes in. I don't know that you would have to be clueless about it. She obviously is not. How about this Kim Eng played stickball in Queens? How great is that? The streets of Queens. Could she hit it two sewers? That would have been my first question to her when we get her on for an interview one of these days. Kim Eng, right?
Yep.
Could you hit it two sewers? Now, in stickball, I don't think two sewers was as big of a distinction as it was for a guy playing punchball. Two sewers in punchball was a major gargantuan Mark McGuire-esque type of shot. And it was a standard measurement for any kind of power hitter. But in stickball, I'm not sure that two sewers was really all that significant. It might have had to go three. All right, so we're coming back with more. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. 940 Wins, 1230 The Zone, around the world on this very fine day here in South Florida. It looks beautiful outside here at the Barefoot Beach Villas Verbal Laboratories. There you go, a second mention for Marty the Party Sacks. Maybe I can avoid the tariff on the Homeowners Association fee here. if I continue to mention the place. But Luby's back at the studios, of course, and we're hoping everybody's having a great day. We're going to come back and go a little bit off the beaten path here. Premier League lacrosse. How about that for a little diversity? A little diversion there, Luby.
Yes,
we're
going to
have a couple of gentlemen on that are involved in that, including a guy named Matt Kavanaugh, and I don't believe it's that Matt Kavanaugh. Do you?
No.
Former Patriots quarterback. I guess he played for a couple of other teams. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
Do we ask him that right out of the chute?
You can.
All right, I will. Are you that Matt Kavanaugh? It's 9:28. Injury matters, injuries of any type. And remember, if you don't win, you pay nothing. Log on to HireJared.com or call 833-HIRE-JARED, 833-447-3527. People don't realize that, our mission, and how greatly was that epitomized by the great Tom Rinaldi, with Rinaldi doing Rinaldi.
Yep.
Our job is to bring people down to our level.
Yes.
You keep seeing a different goal here.
I know.
And I know you're great. You always raise your hand when they have those, sort of town hall meetings about where radio's going. And
yes.
You'll have one of the CEOs come into town or some big executive from iHeart. And you're like, yeah, we want to enlighten people. And usually, upper-level management, while they know that this is like, as much of a farce as it could possibly be, they go, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go out there and enlighten some people. We just want to bring it down to our level, and that's what it's all about.
The modern-day odd couple, Defoe and Luby, are on now. It is, of course, The Defoe Show.
I can hear it, too, tonight at the NBA draft. A little buzz around the room there as somebody gets up with the telephone and says, hey, Lou, get that last shipment of sneakers on the truck. Yeah, China doesn't want anything to do with us anymore. I hope that doesn't come up. It's, as we said, an hypocrisy within an hypocrisy, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a twist here on the program, and this is great. Now, I grew up fascinated by this game, even though I would have never attempted to play it because it looked like, stick handling had a different meaning in a game of lacrosse. And I mentioned to Luby earlier off the air that at Jones Beach they had a very, what I thought was a high level of lacrosse being played. And I was fascinated to watch any sport at the time. And they had a recreational area there. And these two gentlemen are from Long Island. And I would imagine maybe they were mesmerized by this very same circumstance there out at Jones Beach if they still play there. We welcome Brendan and Matt Kavanaugh to the program, and they are behind the Premier Lacrosse League. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. I first have to ask, are you that Matt Kavanaugh?
I don't know which one you're referring to, but that's me.
Okay, good. I mean, the former quarterback of the Patriots. I thought right away.
Nah. I know he was a quarterback coach of the Jets, so people confuse us, but I'm a lot younger and better looking.
Well, that would be a distinction that you definitely want to make, yes, because, nobody would want to be associated with the Jets there on Long Island. All right, and Brendan, welcome to the show as well. Good to have you on here. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us, guys.
All right, very similar sounding guys here. Tell us about the background Premier Lacrosse League, because this is a game, it's interesting, when a game that's been around forever suddenly spirals into huge and immense popularity as the game of lacrosse. I want to say, about 15 years ago we had this big evolution, guys, and it's really something now that is very popular even with young kids playing the game.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's the oldest, it's the oldest sport in North America. Native Americans were playing it back, when 1400s, 1500s, before anything was settled here in America, as we know it. But, it's been around for a long time, but it hasn't been a mainstream sport, like the NBA, basketball, football, and baseball, and hockey. So, the Premier Lacrosse League is trying to, break in and try to be one of those mainstream sports. Major League Lacrosse was around for a while, for 20 years, and a huge amount, about 150 of the MLL players broke off and created their own league, which we're a part of now. And the big thing was getting eyeballs on the sport, and the Premier Lacrosse League did a good job with that, securing a NBC TV rights deal. So over the past couple, 2 years, we've been playing on NBC Maine and NBC Sports and branching out to a larger audience. And like you said, I think the main goal is, getting a grassroots movement in the youth programs all over the country. It's sprouting up all over. So, as a coach and someone who's actively playing, it's cool to be a part of.
We have Brendan and Matt Kavanaugh with us, and they are behind the Premier Lacrosse League, and it's a pleasure to have these guys on the show. Now, were you influenced? Because I remember, do they still play lacrosse out there at Jones Beach on Long Island? They had a very nice, what I thought was a high level of lacrosse being played out there recreationally, and it always impressed me. I mean, this is no game for the faint of heart.
Yeah, it's pretty physical sport. A lot of guys who go up and end up playing college and professionally have excelled at the high school level of football and hockey. It translates well. The skills translate well. But as far as Jones Beach is concerned, I don't know if I've seen any lacrosse on Jones Beach recently, but, it's huge all over Long Island. But, I would say if you go over to Jones Beach, I'm sure there's people playing it. Is that where you were playing back in the day?
I never played. I was fascinated by it. I found it very difficult. It wasn't the easiest motion to learn if you were playing traditional sports, because there's a whole different movement to the idea of catching and being an efficient passer in this game. And then the way they were whacking guys with the stick, are there any rules in this game with regard to the physicality? I mean, you could take a guy and hit him over the head with a sledgehammer, and there's no whistle, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, as long, no harm, no foul, but they pad us up pretty well with arm pads and gloves and helmets. But, there's, a mutual respect, and, hitting someone over the head is pretty frowned upon, but it happens. But it's part of the game, and you got to shake it off and keep going.
The stick check, though, there's no limit to it. I mean, and that was one thing that was impressive. The other thing that was, of course, impressive was finding out after going to Syracuse University how big it was there. And at that time, there wasn't this big explosion as there was on the college level, where later on, I mean, would you say that it's pretty much countrywide, the interest in lacrosse on the collegiate level now, or is it still pretty much reserved to a few universities that excel at it?
Yeah, I mean, Syracuse is probably one of the best schools historically, with all Americans, national championships, and historically it has been an East Coast sport, more specifically in the Northeast, Baltimore, New York, Long Island, upstate New York, and the New England area, have rich history in lacrosse, but it's slowly spreading down south. It's slowly spreading out west. Denver in 2015 was the furthest west team to win a national championship. So it's spreading all over the country with youth programs popping up in all these different spots. And, they then go on to produce some top-level college talent. And then, we're seeing that trickle into the professional game. So it's cool to see, grow organically all over the country.
I'm coming to you from the Off-Leash Only Studios. Defo's at the Barefoot Beach Villas Verbal Laboratory here, 941 South of the Zone. And the I Heard You App, talking to Brendan and Matt Kavanaugh of the Premier Lacrosse League. All right, let me ask you guys. We've seen COVID-19 affect all of sports, and we've seen different sports handle it differently. How has the Premier Lacrosse League handled it? How has COVID-19 sort of affected what you guys are doing with the Premier Lacrosse League?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was an interesting summer in 2020. We were playing The thing about the Premier Lacrosse League is each team is owned by a single entity. There's no individual ownerships of the team. So it's basically, it's a traveling tour. And we were supposed to hit 12 major markets throughout the country. And obviously with COVID going down, that wasn't ideal. Basically not a traveling circus, but a traveling tour hitting every major city in the country would be a recipe for disaster. So what they did was they were one of the first leagues to set up a bubble atmosphere out in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we completed that throughout July. So it was kind of cool being one of the first leagues to set up the bubble and successfully complete our season. It was a pretty much a month long season type tournament championship series, they called it. A lot of the major sports leagues commissioners, I know Gary Bettman and Adam Silver were in contact with our CEO and commissioner Mike Rabel and Paul Rabel, who co-founded the league, bouncing ideas off the wall, and we were kind of like the guinea pig in terms of, you know, if this is feasible or not. So it was kind of cool to be in a historical moment like that. But it was definitely weird.
Brendan and Matt Cavanaugh with us. They're involved with the Premier Lacrosse League. And I was just thinking as you were talking about the game, it's been very tough to get in the way of Jim Brown as he was making a move towards the Nets. So when he was playing at Syracuse, what kind of freaks are the goalies in this game? Because it strikes me that the ball is like the consistency of a billiard ball. And these guys are having shots fired at them from all different angles. What kind of characters you get that want to play inside the net there?
Yeah, goalies are definitely the most interesting people in the sport. They're a little wacky, jumping in front of shots like that. Consistently, the shots are coming in around 95 to 110 miles an hour. So definitely not something that I would want to do is jump in the net and play goalie, but you definitely find some pretty good athletes that are a little crazy that that step in the net and make some great saves and kind of win their team some games as well.
Their hand-eye coordination is outrageous, though. The way they can snag shots out of midair and the reaction time is pretty ridiculous, while they're also wearing the least amount of pads on the field, which doesn't really make much sense.
No, is that a cue ball? Do you just grab that off a pool table? If you don't have a ball,
it looks like it, but it's rubber. It's rubber. But when you get hit by it, it feels like one.
Oh my God! It's like getting hit in the rear end on the first shot in a racquetball game when they just opened up the courts back in the day, and it was still ice cold in there. Brendan and Matt Cavanaugh, one final thing: tell us about the structure of the league. When you guys are playing? You mentioned you have a TV contract. Where can people see this if they're interested in Premier Lacrosse?
Yeah, so check out the PLL Premier Lacrosse League on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. It's all over the place. They're doing a great job marketing through social media. Like we said earlier, targeting that younger audience and try to get them hooked on and you know, get that grassroots movement going earlier on in a kid's athletic career. But you can watch it throughout the summer on NBC and NBC Sports, NBC Gold, all that. It was a tough summer with COVID kind of shutting our season down a little bit early, but I think we're on to some bigger and better things in 2021.
Well, it was a pleasure having you guys on. Thanks so much for joining us, reminiscing a little bit about the old days at Jones Beach, but they had really a high level of lacrosse being played out there, and it was always popular on Long Island. You'd see the occasional guy, even when I was growing up, out there with lacrosse sticks, and it did seem like a very exciting game and being played on a very high level now, Premier Lacrosse League. We wish you guys the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining
Appreciate
us.
It.
We look for you on the tube. All right, thanks so much for being with
Appreciate
us.
Appreciate you having us on. Thank you.
All right, be safe, guys.
Brendan and Matt Cavanaugh. So it was not that Matt Cavanaugh, Luby.
Oh, I love that he knew it, though. He knew exactly what you were talking about. That's classic.
How about he was a Jets assistant, he rattled off of all the distinctions that you had with Matt Cavanaugh. He played for a few teams, was most commonly known as a New England Patriot quarterback. Was he not, Matt Cavanaugh?
I give the kid credit. I've never heard that name ever until you.
You never heard of this guy? No.
No.
He was fairly prominent, right? He was part of a lot of sports conversations. Matt Cavanaugh, is he any good? Is he ever going to take him to the top?
Sure.
Is he another Steve Grogan? What the hell is he? All right. Back with more in a moment. The Greek, 3 o'clock today. What's the status of the Greek? Do we know? My friend Chris Kurtz is getting very upset. The Greek was not on again yesterday.
I think
the
he's
Greek,
fine.
Do you know what's happening?
I
is
know
he
he's
in and out on vacations.
Maybe.
What is going on?
Yeah, he may be doing vacays. He and Ricardo may be doing their vacays.
All right, we need to be posted on the Greek status. The Greek, we're going to say, is a go at 3 o'clock
I think
today.
So.
And we'll have Tony Segreto with us tomorrow. Also go with Tony Segreto. And also Ian Eagle is going to join us on the program. Luby's working on a couple of other things. Dave Hyde
is
going to join us again on the show. So that's
and
very
exciting.
And I think
that other person should be a go as well. Just need to confirm a time.
Wow, that's very exciting. Can we say it? Can we mention
it
slip out there?
Yeah, I hope it happens. So you can, yeah.
Coach
I mean,
L, who better to talk to about these college players than Jim Larrañaga? My God.
Well, the Heat are supposedly, it's between Cole Anthony and Vernon Carey Jr., the only other school that he was really considering and almost went to because he's a hometown kid was those Miami Hurricanes. So a guy that knows Vernon Carey Jr. very well is one Coach Larrañaga.
Jim Larrañaga knows all of these guys extremely well, man.
The attention
to detail there that these coaches have is just simply incredible. That's why they're able to take small schools to the Final Four and make great glory, even though they are against improbable and impossible odds. All right, we're coming back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
George Mason. It's 9:51.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.